The Greeks said, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." So we covered up all the statues and images this morning. This question that these men ask is such a deep and profound question. It's a question that we all wrestle with, whether we realize it or not. And because God created you to be in a relationship with Him, an intimate face-to-face relationship with Him, that each one of us, each one of you, desires to see Jesus. And in one way, we can say everything that you do, the good and the bad, is in some way an attempt to answer this desire, this thirst, this yearning to see Jesus. As we're coming to the end of this season of Lent, a season in which hopefully all of us have struggled with keeping our Lenten promises, of quieting our hearts, settling our minds, spending more time with Jesus, with the Scriptures, in prayer, in adoration, doing more works of charity. The season of Lent sometimes is meant to show us just how weak we are, how dependent we are on God for everything, that I really cannot do this on my own, that I fail time and time again anytime I try. And so this season of Lent helps us to clearly hear that cry from our heart that I want to see Jesus. And that when I turn to the bottle or the pills, when I turn to the dark side of the internet, when I turn to endlessly watching sports on TV, organizing my life around everything and anything other than God, I'm really looking for something that those things will never be able to provide. That there's something more that my heart needs. My heart needs to see Jesus. So in your examination of conscience, as you have gone to or you're preparing to go to confession this season of Lent, have you allowed yourself to contemplate that mystery of why is it that you turn to this thing or that thing? What really is it that you're hoping to get this next time as you go back to that one thing one more time again? Do you realize that you're longing to see Jesus? And do you know where to go to see Him? Once you realize that all your other tries have come up short, where can you go? Where do you go to see Jesus? Jesus came. The second person of the Blessed Trinity took on human form in order to reveal to us the face of the Father. And that man, Jesus, before his death and resurrection, founded a church, the Roman Catholic Church. And to that church, he has given her the sacraments. Those seven profound, intimate encounters with the mercy and grace and love of Jesus Christ. And so it's through the Church of Jesus Christ, the Roman Catholic Church, and only the Roman Catholic Church, and only through her sacraments that we have direct access to the face of the Father as we gaze upon the mercy of Jesus with the outstretched hand touching us. As the Father comes to us through His Son to answer those deep yearnings of our hearts. And so we can say primarily it's in the Holy Mass. It's the Holy Mass where we come to see Jesus. We can encounter Him in the Scriptures, no doubt. But the Scriptures come alive in the Mass. We can encounter Him in works of charity and service to our neighbors, no doubt. We encounter him in the sacraments. But the sacraments get their source from the Holy Eucharist. Because the Eucharist is Jesus. Body, blood, soul, and divinity. And so when the priest holds up the host after the consecration and beckons you to behold the Lamb of God, you are seeing Jesus. Is that enough for you? Do you allow that tiny white host to answer the yearnings and the questions of your heart? Are you desirous for something more? It's a profound moment in the life of Jesus in this gospel passage. It's just before the Last Supper. Just before he goes to his passion, and this is why he tells, "My hour is now here." If we remember at the wedding feast at Cana, when our Blessed Mother said they have no wine, he said, "Why are you telling me this? My hour has not yet come." But now the hour is here. What should I say? Should I leave this hour? Or is it for this hour that I have come? He goes on to say today. I will draw all men to myself when I'm lifted up in glory. When I'm brought up to the cross, the glorification of God on the cross is when all men will be brought up, drawn to himself. And this is what we are in preparation for this season of Lent, to gaze anew upon the crucified Lord, to allow that great mystery to draw us up so that we too can share the glory of God. In the last few years, decades, there's been a movement to take Jesus down from the cross. A lot of our separated brethren have done that for centuries. But even in the church that Christ established, the church where Jesus says he must be lifted up to be glorified and draw people to himself, we want to take him down and focus only on the resurrection. But even in the liturgy, we want to make it fun and inviting. We want the priest to come down to our level and talk to us like we're in the living room having coffee. When the solemnity, the sacredness of this liturgy demands that we be drawn up out of ourselves into the heights of the passion. Because that's what your heart needs. Maybe that's why there's so much confusion in the world and even in our church, because we lost sight of the need to encounter the crucified Lord. Each one of you is desiring to see the face of Jesus. The book of Revelation tells us that when we see him in heaven, he will be like a lamb that is slain, standing upon the altar. We have that opportunity to see him today, and every day we come to the Holy Mass. We pray for the grace to be convinced, to be renewed in your understanding of what happens here at the Holy Mass. That moment, that action, that event of the cross is made present to us today. It's made real to us today. That we don't have to wonder what it was like on Calvary 2,000 years ago. We're here now. And this great desire for Jesus to draw you to himself is made a reality today. You desire to see Jesus. These men desired to see Jesus, and they went to Andrew and to Philip. And Andrew and Philip knew where to take them. So once you become convinced of the reality of the face of Jesus present here in the Eucharist, made known to us in the sacrifice of the Holy Mass, then you can be like Andrew and Philip and go out to the world and help everyone that you encounter today to answer the question that they also want to see Jesus. Wherever you go, wherever you are, each person you encounter, their heart is saying the same thing. I want to see Jesus. May you have the courage and the grace to bring them here, to show them that saving, that merciful face of Jesus.